The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Ervin Daf Lamed Alf. Today's daf focuses on the fact that the food which one uses for Shetufei Muvois or Erev Tchumen has to be food which is Mutter Ba'achila. It has to be food which one is allowed to eat. Now, we discussed in a previous year that food which is not edible from a physical point of view, raw food, for example, is no good for Shetuf, because we need the food for Shabbos, Mazon Shtei Sudos, for Shabbos. And if it is not edible, so then we can't look at it as the food which one put down for Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph discusses that the food also has to be something which is mutter to eat. The Mishnah says, Ma'arvin b'dmai, one can make an Erev with d'mai, because d'mai, if you are mafkir in the chasm, the Gemara says, is mutter to eat. Ma'isavisha nidla trumasai is talking about a situation where one has been yoytze his chi of ma'isar, and therefore, again, the food is mutter to eat. However, with tevel derabanan, with something which is usher to eat, even midrabanan, those foods are not kosher for Erev or for Shituf. Now, we had previously that there are some exceptions to this rule. And that is in a case where, even though it is not mutter to one person, however, it is mutter to something else. The Mishnah said, Ma'arvin le'nozer b'yayin. One can be ma'arv for a nozer with yayin, uli Yisrael b'truma. And one can be ma'arv for a Yisrael with truma, even though a nozer cannot drink the wine, even though a Yisrael may not eat the truma. But since it is roy for other people, so therefore it has a shame eichel, and since it's roy for other people, so therefore it is kosher for Erev or for Shituf. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Shin Pei Vav, Sifkaton Mem Zayin, that one can be ma'arev with a Yisrael b'truma is not negeya b'zman hazeh. Why? Because the heter of being ma'arev, the Yisrael b'truma, is because the truma is chazi l'kayin. A kayin can eat the truma. And one can make an erev with something which is roi to some other yid. However, b'zman hazeh, that all of us are Tzmei Mesim, therefore, the Truma is not roy to be eaten by anybody. Even Kehanim Bizman Azeh cannot eat Truma. Therefore, one cannot be Ma'ariv with Truma Tahira for anybody. Not for a Kayin and not for a Yisrael. However, this Halacha that something which is roy to somebody is kosher for Erev and Shituf does have several nafkaminis and several hechatimtzis bizman hazeh, where this rule will be negeya. The first one is Yom Kippur. The halacha is that one is ma'arev for Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur one is not allowed to eat. But since the food is mutter fiktanim, so therefore one is allowed to him arafi and kippur with the svara of hoyel v'chazi liktanim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkaton Mem Zayin, umikol makayim v'chala, with meaning the hafroshas chala, nire de ma'arvin u'mishtatvim. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's nire that one could be ma'arv or mishtatif with chala. The reason being that chalas chutz la'aretz really is mutter for to be eaten by a kayin who is tevel for his keri. Now, although bizman hazeh, it's not common practice to go ahead and give truma to any kayin, even a kayin who was tevel for his keri, but me'ikar hadin, a kayin who's tevel for his keri, or else a katan who's under the age of 9, and therefore he's not yet old enough to halachically be eligible for keri, so such a kayin may eat challah bizman hazeh, and therefore, even though it's not commonly practiced, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's nireh that one can use these items for Erev and Shittuf. The Ramah in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tov Nun Zayin is talking about what happens if a person needs a matzah dough on Yontif. And l'chatchila, what he should do is he should bake the entire dough, and then only after he baked the dough should he take challah. The reason is because baking on Yontif is only mutter l'tzarech Yontif if he's going to go ahead and be mafresh challah. So now the challah is going to be challah tzmeya, and challah tzmeya may not even be eaten by a kayin tar. So if a person would be mafresh challah before they bake the dough on yontif itself, not challah tzmeya, yontif itself, so then one would have a very serious problem because the challah cannot be baked and the challah will indeed become chametz. So the Mechaber said that if you made a mistake and you were mafresh challah before you bake the dough, there's nothing you could do. Yitilenu l'tzeinin, pour it into cold water, put it into cold water, let it at least be cold, hopefully it becomes chametz a little bit slower, but really there's nothing to do. The Ramah says, v'im yesh kayin katan shalei ro'a keri, if you have a kayin who's a katan, under the age of 9, who has never seen keri, ay gadol shetava l'kriyav, mutarim lefeis hachala b'shvilei, you are allowed to bake the challah for him on Yontif because he is technically allowed to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he's talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Eretz Yisrael is not Nechal to Kehanim, even to Hayrim, once the challah has become Tameh. And therefore, there is no Eitzah for a Kayin to eat Chalas Eretz Yisrael. However, the Ramah, who lived in Chutz La'aretz, is referring to Chutz La'aretz. And in Chutz La'aretz, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chaf, V'Ramah Mari B'chalos Chutz La'aretz, She'ena Asura El Mishet Tuma Yoytzla B'gufay, K'goin Zov V'Balkari, that Chalas Chutz La'aretz only Aser to a Zov or a Balkari. Avol Kayin HaTor Mizov V'Balkari, K'goin Kayin Kotan, Polchis V'in Teisha Shonim, V'yayim Echad She'ena Mitami B'Kari, so the Ramah is talking about a chutz la'aretz, and therefore he says that we can bake the challah and give it to a gadol who is tevel or to a katan under the age of 9. The Ramah goes on to say, there are those who say that one should not give challah bizman hazeh to any kain. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because we're chayshish that maybe he is not really a kayin. Maybe one of the previous generations, the mother, the grandmother, the great-grandmother, was a woman who was not kosher to kahuna, and therefore the kayin has become a chol. And the Mishnah Berurah says, u'mikol mokim ledina, das harav kadeya rishena. Then l'halacha, we pass like the first daya, that a katan, or a gadol shetavel l'kiriyav, may eat challah, even bizman hazeh, and therefore, if this comes up, that we have challah on Pesach, which is becoming chametz, we can bake it for the benefit of a kayin katan, or a kayin who has gone to the mikvah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's nireh, it would seem, that one can use challah in chutz la'aretz for Erev or for Shittuf. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that what happens if you have a person who's makbid on chadash? He does not eat chadash. May you go ahead, chadash and chutz laretz. May you go ahead and make an eruv with chadash for him, with the svara that even though he can't eat it, there are plenty of people out there who do eat it, and therefore it's roy for another yid. The Mishnah Berurah says that it depends. How strong is his hakpada on chadash? If he's makbid on a b'tayras chumra, so then the halacha is that we can be ma'arav with it for him, because then the fact that other people eat it, it's considered to be roy l'acherim. However, zok the Mishnah Berurah, if he's nizer b'zeh machmas dasa paiskim shashayim shu osam min adin gam v'chutz laretz, if it's not just the pshat and it's a chumrah, but rather the pshat is that he is nay like that because he holds like the paiskim who hold that chadash is also in chutz laretz, so then we can't say it's mutter to other people, because as far as he's concerned, it's not mutter to anybody. And from his perspective, nobody is allowed to go ahead and eat this chadash. Therefore, it's not considered to be chazi l'achrina, and it is not kosher for erev or for shituf. Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer points out that Rashi in Psachim brings another reason why is it mutter to be ma'arev for a nazir with yayin. Rashi says that the reason why he ma'arev for a nazir with yayin is because he could be shayel on his naziris. And since he could be shayel on his naziris, it's mutter even to him. And so too, you give arev on truma because a Yisrael could, the Bailam, could go ahead and be shayel on the truma, and if he's shayel on the truma will become back chulin. And Reb Chaim Oizer asks that l'chaira, our Gemara seems to say a different reason. Our Gemara says that the reason why you can ma'arav for a nazir b'yayin is because it is roy for other people. And Reb Chaim Oizer explains that the svara of roy for other people only really helps for something like Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, it's not what we call an iser chefza. The food itself is not aser. It's only an iser gavra that you grada can't eat it. Masha Enkein, to go ahead and say the svara of chazi l'acherim, when we're dealing with something which is an iser chefza, Rashi holds that we cannot say that an iser chefza is chazi l'acherim. And therefore, Rashi has to go ahead and take away, so to say, from the iser chefza. Rashi says that since he can be shoyel on the naziris, he can be shoyel on the truma, therefore, it is not totally usher. And since it's not considered to be totally and completely usher, so then the svara of chazi l'acherim can kick in. I just wanted to add that that's clear. That the fact that all these surim shebetayra are mutter for a chayla shiyesh bei sakana, that is not enough to go ahead and say that it is chazi l'acherim, it's roy for other people. According to Reb Chaim Oizer, it's very well understood, because it's an iser chefza. However, even without Reb Chaim Oizer, one has to say that the fact that the Torah is nidche or hutra for a chayla shiyesh bei sakana, that is not enough to go ahead and say that this particular item is considered to be chazi l'achir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.